Hello and welcome to another episode of Pronunciation Challenge. My name is John, and today's sentence comes from a video that talks about toxic relationships. A toxic relationship is any relationship that can hurt you. What advice would you give someone in a toxic relationship? Please feel free to write your answer in the comments below. Okay, so the quote is, "Sometimes we get into relationships that drain energy from us. These are toxic relationships, and they can negatively affect all aspects of our lives." First, we're going to go through all the words. Then we will talk about the meaning of the sentence. The first word, number one, get into. Get into is a phrasal verb. Phrasal verb just means there are two parts. The first part is the verb, and the second part is a preposition. For example, in, on, off, or out. The in, on, off, or out changes the meaning of the first part of the verb. So get can mean receive. Get into does not mean receive at all. It means to start an activity. So you get into trouble, you started this activity of trouble. You get into a relationship, you start a relationship. So you have to be careful with the second part of the verb. If you have get in, that means just to go in somewhere. Get on a bus, just means to enter the bus. Get off the bus. Get out, which is not so polite, means to leave. You can ask someone to get out of a room, that means to leave in an impolite way. Number two, relationships. Now there are different kinds of relationships. There are friendships. So in the sentence it says, sometimes we get into relationships, that is any kind of relationship, not only romantic relationship. It can be a friendship, it can be a family relationship, working relationship, this relationship at work, or a professional relationship, same meaning. Okay, now let's look at number three, drain. Drain is to cause water to leave an object, basically empty. Drain the cup, for example. It can also mean lose strength. So the relationship that drains you is the relationship that causes you to lose strength. That takes us to number four, which is energy. Energy is strength or power. So draining energy is draining your strength or power. Number five is toxic. Anything that's toxic is bad for your body. Another word for toxic is poisonous. So if something is toxic, it can potentially kill you. So a toxic relationship hurts your body, it hurts your mind, it hurts your soul. Toxic food can kill you. Toxic air can also hurt you. Okay, number six. Number six is negatively. Comes from negative. Negative just basically means something that is missing. Or it can also mean something that you do not want, that is not desirable. So negatively affect is to cause or change you in a negative way. That takes us to affect, which means to change or impact or move or touch. Anything that can influence something else. And you have to be careful because affect here is a verb. So if you want to express an action, you have to use affect. If you want to talk about a noun, the first letter changes to an E, which is affect. So number eight is affect. Number nine is effect. The pronunciation is a little bit different. And the meaning, the function in the sentence is different. So effect is a noun which changes, number nine, which is change or impact, a different impact. And number eight is the verb. So number eight would be subject, verb, object, and represents the verb part. Number nine, effect can be a subject or it can be an object after the verb in a sentence. Number 10 is aspect. Aspect is a part or a characteristic. Okay, the last word today is aspect. Aspect just means part or characteristic. So a part of our life would be our home life, our work life, maybe the emotional part of our life. So all aspects means our entire life. It just stresses the point, the fact that a toxic relationship can affect our entire life, every characteristic of our life. Okay, let's take a look at the sentence. Sometimes we get into relationships that drain energy from us. Simply means sometimes we start relationships that take away our strength. These are toxic relationships. These relationships are unhealthy. They're not good for us. And they negatively affect all aspects of our lives. And they are undesirable. They're not something that we want. And they change our lives in a bad way. That's basically what the sentence means. Okay, let's take a look at the question that was asked at the beginning of the pronunciation challenge. What advice would you give someone in a toxic relationship? One potential answer is I would tell that person to leave that relationship. Tell the person to get out of that relationship. Another potential answer is I would tell that person to talk to the other person who is being toxic. Maybe you can change the relationship and make it a positive one. That's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Congratulations on finishing another one. And I hope you tune in next time. Thank you very much. Bye for now.